Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Room. I'm Prophetess Lou. Hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Father God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins we have done. Father God, give us ears to hear and eyes to see. Father God, help us apply this word to our life. Father God, help us be hearers and doers of your word. Father God, bless the ones that are hearing it and bless the ones that are reading it in Jesus' name. Amen. So the verse today is Mark 9:43. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. You should enter life maimed than two hands to get into hell where the fire never goes out. Subject, cutting it away. Christian truths, I'm going to say it and pause behind each one to give you opportunity to say it if you like. I'm living righteously. I'm leaning on God. I'm not alone. I'm doing it in His strength. A lot in this world can cause us to stumble. Sometimes seeing it as we are in it is hard for us. Sin can cause us to think there's nothing wrong with what we're doing, but it is. The Word of God today says that if you are stumbling because of our hand, it's best we cut them off and walk around with just the one than to enter into hell with two. The Bible warns us if something is causing us to sin, to get rid of it, and nothing on earth is worth going to hell for. A lot of times we don't understand that what we do here on earth, be it good or bad, will determine where we spend eternity. We have to start looking at our life daily to ask God, what am I doing that could be keeping me from entering to heaven? Hebrews 12:1, therefore, since a great cloud of witnesses surround us, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that can so easily tangible. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The Bible tells us here that sin will cling to us. We might think, oh, this sin is easy to drop, or this sin is easy to get rid of. But my friend, it isn't. Once we open the door to sin, it will stay as long as we permit it. We have to be able to ask for strength of God and say, God, I need your strength to rebuke any and deny this sin that has access to me. Because when we are committing any sin, we are giving the enemy legal grounds to send any spirit our way because we gave him the opening. And a lot of us don't understand how critical sin can be in our lives. And if we aren't careful, it will be a sin we can't release so quickly. So what do we do when sin won't leave us? We must fast. The Bible speaks of some sins needing fasting and prayer. Once there was a man who came to Jesus and said, Lord, have mercy. My son is suffering. Some translations say he was vexed, meaning he was troubled or saddened. But this man was coming to Jesus because his son needed true healing. He went to the disciples and the disciples couldn't do it. And they couldn't heal him because some things only leave when someone fasts and pray. Sometimes it takes certain people, not that these people are unique, but these people fast and pray a lot more. And because of this, they can release a demon from over someone's life. Anyone can do this. But some people place more time in their relationship with God. Some people pray longer, read their word longer, and allow the Holy Spirit to use them. But anyone can do this because we have the authority by God to do this. Mark 17:19-20. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? He said to them, because you're a little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have little, like a grain of mustard seed, little faith as like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. But back to what we were talking about, are trying to learn. The Holy Spirit wants to know that when we have sin in our lives, we need to release ourselves from it. Only we can do it. We have to speak the word, holy word, and have the mindset that we want to be free. God can release us. He can do it without us saying the word or wanting to. But God always wants us to do it because He has given us free will until we say we are done. We want to be free. He can do nothing. When I gave my life to Christ, I wanted freedom from anything that didn't look or feel like righteousness or holiness. Only the Holy Spirit showed me the bondage I was in. Until I said I had enough, I wasn't going to be free until then. Romans 6:18. But having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. We must become slaves to righteousness and want to please God with our lives. Yes, we will sin, but we don't have to sin intentionally. But when we do not release the bondage over our life, we must fast and pray. We are no longer slaves to our sin. We are no longer slaves to having to need a drink or having to have illicit moments to feel good. We are slaves to righteousness. Today, we learned that some sins will cling to us because we can't let go of the sin. The enemy has built a firm stronghold around us. And the only way to break free from this is by fasting and praying. We all want to be better and we all want to be free from the sin we are bound to. But we have to understand that we must fast and pray. When we do this, we are making a sacrifice, and the sacrifice will help strengthen our spirit man. Mercy and grace are from the Lord and Him alone. We can't think being good will win us more, because that's not the case. But mercy and grace are there to help see us through when we mess up. It's there to help us if it's a sin that we are struggling with. Go to God in prayer and say, Father, I need your help because both my hands are causing me to defile myself. Father, please help me because my mouth is leading me to say things I shouldn't. And until we submit to unrighteousness and cut it all away, we will never be set free to live a life of righteousness through Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for everything. We lay it at your feet and ask you to help us to be free from our sins. Father, we ask you right now to give us strength and freedom to say no and to live in righteousness. Lord, we are ashamed of our sin, but we know you have sent your Son to wash us in the blood and help us to live in his strength and not in our own. Lord, we want to go to heaven and can only do this when we give up on what we're doing. Help us to live a life in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our reference, Romans 6:6, we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of the sin might be brought to nothing, so that we will no longer be enslaved to sin. Romans 6:6. Romans 6:22, but now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and eternal life. Romans 6:22. 1 John 3:4, everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practice lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. Further reading, Proverbs 23, Acts 12, Numbers 2, and Matthew 8. This ends cutting it away. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share it with a family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.